Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. Today, once again, from the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, over 100,000 people showed up to what is called the Super Bowl of Agriculture. In farm news this morning, cases of New World screwworm infections in Mexico have climbed by more than 50% since July. As of August 17th, Reuters says Mexico has documented 5,086 cases of the flesh-eating screwworm in animals. That's a 53% rise from July. The updated numbers previously unavailable to the public show 649 currently active cases of screwworm infections. Neil Wilkins told Drovers that a 50% increase is incredibly concerning, particularly in extreme heat. This means that Mexico hasn't gotten the parasite under control. All cattle and calves in the U.S. and Canada combined total 106 million head on July 1st. That was down 1% from July 1st 2 years ago. All cows and heifers that have calved total 42.5 million head. That number also down 1%. All cattle and calves in the U.S. totaling 94.2 million head. Down 1%. All cattle and calves in Canada totaled 11.9 million head. Up 1% from last year. Well, here in Illinois, prices paid for Illinois farmland dropped slightly during the first half of 2025. That's according to information from the Illinois Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers. Survey respondents indicated that while 31% expected no changes in prices paid, the balance reported the following declines: down 2.2% for excellent quality farmland, down 3.5% for good and average quality land. Prices were 3% lower for fair quality land. Most farm managers are expecting cash rents to be lower in 2026. Rents on excellent land expected to drop from $391 to $374 an acre. A National Pork Board report expects pork to be even more price competitive with beef than chicken during the fall. The pork supply continues to fall short of expectations. In the last month, slaughter down 3.3%, and when combined with decline in weights, production has been down 4%. And with Labor Day weekend, there will be some volatility in terms of pricing and supply. Hog slaughter expected to quickly climb above 2.5 million head per week by mid-September. And good old bacon should be less expensive in September and October. October is pork month. Rib prices are already above last year. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. After this quick break, a check of Friday morning markets.